Parshas Matis starts off Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel Ish Kiida Neder Hashem. A person who makes a neder Hashem or Yishav a Shvua, he swears a Shvua Lesa Isar Nafshoy VaYochel Devorah, he shouldn't profane his word, make his words chulin. Kachol Hayoytzei Mipiv Yaseh, he has to fulfill whatever he said out with his mouth. The Medrash brings down this pasuk Hod Hu Diksiv. It says Ish Kiida Neder Hashem. That's what it says in Koheles, in Perites. A person doesn't know his time, how long a person is going to live. So says the Medrash, this pasuk ish kiida neder Hashem is what it says in Koheles, that a person doesn't know his time he has in this world. A Medrash Pliya. What's the connection between ish kiida neder Hashem and a person doesn't know the time that he has in this world? The Chidah. The Chidah says very nice. We have the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Yud. The Gemara tells us when a person makes a neder, lo yoyma l'Hashem karbin, el yoyma karbin l'Hashem. He shouldn't say l'Hashem karbin. To Hashem, this is a karbin. This is kodesh. Rather, he should say the word karbin first. Karbin l'Hashem. This is a karbin, or this is kodesh l'Hashem. What's the chilek? Why taka should he not say first Hashem, but should rather say carbon Hashem? Because a person doesn't know how long he's going to live. And we're afraid if he says Hashem first, he might not live long enough to finish the sentence and say Hashem carbon. And if that's the case, he said Hashem's name with Atala. He just said Hashem without finishing the sentence. So therefore he should say the word carbon first. Carbon Hashem or Kaidish Hashem. This way, when he says Hashem's name, he completes the sentence. The same is true with Shalom Aleichem. Why, when we greet somebody, we say Shalom Aleichem, and he answers back, Aleichem Shalom. Because I said it one way, he has to say it the other way. Why Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom?
It sounds good.
It wouldn't sound good the other way, right? Because Shalom is Hashem's name. And the Gemara tells us that one who greets others, one who's the first to greet somebody else, he'll live a long life. So the one who greets the other first and says Shalom Aleichem, he could say Hashem's name first and then say the Aleichem. Because since he greets the other person first, he will live long enough to finish the sentence. But the person who's answering back, he wasn't the first one to greet. He's the one who's answering, he can't say Shalom first because he has no avtacha that he'll live long enough to finish the sentence. So therefore he says, Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Hashem's name at the end of the sentence, so this way he won't say Hashem's name, Levatala. Says the Chidah, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Ish ki yidah neder l'Hashem. Not ish ki yidah l'Hashem neder. The Pasuk says, a man who makes a neder l'Hashem, not a person who's menadeh to Hashem a neder. The word l'Hashem is at the end. Hainu hadahu d'ksiv. That's what it says in the Pasuk, because a person doesn't know his time. So the person makes a neder, first say the neder, and then say Hashem. So this way he won't say Hashem's name Mubatala. Okay, to us it sounds like a nice word. Okay, Hashem. The bottom line is, if we'd realize the kayach that the peh has, the mouth has, the words that a person says, and how a person says it, and the order a person speaks, is very important. The Avnei Nezer says, the idea, what's a neder? What does a person do with a neder? Right now, this article in front of me, this behemoth, this chayfetz, is purely chulin. I can do whatever I want with it. I can use it any way that I want. I say two words, karbin l'Hashem, kodesh l'Hashem. What happens? Suddenly, this chayfetz changes. Its whole identity changes. It's no longer chulin. I can't do whatever I want with it. I have to treat it with the proper kedusha. I have to use it properly. If I don't use it properly, moil behektish. I'm over a neder. A person has a kayach with his mouth to take something that's chulin and turn it into kedusha. That's the kayach of the peh. B'nai Yisrael were given a kayach by Hashem to use our mouth. Hakol kol Yaakov. The kayach of the peh belongs to Yaakov. Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayadayim yidei Esav. The kayach of Yaakov is the peh. The kol of Torah, the kol of Tefillah. Our voice praises Hashem, learns Torah for Hashem, sings songs to Hashem. Hakol kol Yaakov. That peh has a kayach of kedusha. We have the ability to take that which is chulin and turn it into kedusha. Once we realize the kayach the mouth has, we could take an article of chulin and turn it into kedusha. We realize to use the mouth properly and to say things in a proper order, to say things properly, not to say things that shouldn't be said. A person has to know how to use a peh. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. We've said many times in the Chavetz Chaim. Why is Talmud Torah keneged kulam? Because every word of warning is a mitzvah. In an hour, a person could say many, many, many words. And each word is a mitzvah. There's no other mitzvah that a person could get so many mitzvahs, and chap so many mitzvahs in such a short amount of time. In a minute, a person could say 200 words, you chap around 200 mitzvahs in a minute. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. On the other hand, Yerushalmi Peya ends off the Lashon Hara keneged kulam. Lashon Hara is keneged kulam. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, that's keneged all the other aveiros. Because there's no other aveiro that a person could accumulate so fast. A person speaks for a minute, 200 words a minute, 200 aveiros. Ze keneged ze. The mouth has tremendous, tremendous kayach. We could use it to turn chulin into kedusha. We could use it for kedusha. On the other hand, if one's not careful, it could be used the other way also. Ish ki yida neder Hashem. A person uses the mouth to make a neder, be kodesh Hashem. The next parasha, right after Sheni, in Perik Laman Aleph Pasuk Beis, the pasuk says, "Nikoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael me'esam midyanim." Hashem speaks to Moshe to tell bnei Yisrael to take nekama from the midyanim, and achar te'osef elamecha. And Hashem tells Moshe that after bnei Yisrael fights and takes revenge against the midyanim, Moshe Rabbeinu will be done. Will leave this world. The Medrash brings down Moshe mesava lirois benikmas midyan. Moshe desired to see the nekama of midyanim. The Olav Nema, and on Moshe Rabbeinu it says, in Tehillah Perek Nun Ches, Yismach Tzadik Yichazan Nogam. The Tzadik rejoices because he saw the Nekama. What's Pshat? Why was Moshe so happy to see the Nekama when Yisrael takes against Midyan? Duno Magitz is over a very nice marshal. Probably we said it over. Okay. This is over a nice marshal. There was once an Osher, a wealthy man, and he had a son, Ben Yochid, he had a son, and he gave his son everything, whatever he wanted. And the son, in all aspects, was a good boy, a fine boy, a smart boy, but he had one vice, one bad habit. He drank. He was an alcoholic, a sugar. And he drank, and he drank. And whatever the father tried, whatever the father did, he couldn't stop his son from drinking and becoming sugar. One day, a famous doctor comes into town, and the usher hears his doctor's in town, and he goes and he says to him, maybe you can help me out. My son is an alcoholic. He's addicted to liquor. Maybe you can help me out and you could work with him and try to take him off his addiction to wine. And the doctor says, no problem. I'll be glad to work with your son. And he meets the boy and every day sits down with him, spends time with him. And over time, he trains him, brainwashes him about the evils of wine, the evils of drinking. And he brainwashes the son not to drink anymore. And after a few weeks, he tells the boy's father, your son is healed. Your son is never going to drink again. He won't touch the bottle anymore. He's healed. He's not going to drink. The father wants to see, is it really true? How does he know his son is healed? How do we know his son won't drink? The next day, the father calls the son and says, do me a favor. Go to the wine store. Go to the wine merchant who sells wine and buy for me 2 good bottles of wine and bring it back. And he sends his son to the wine merchant. The son goes to the store. And he says to the wine merchant, my father wants 2 bottles of this good wine. Can you fill up for me 2 bottles? And the bottle boss says, no problem. You have to go down to the basement, to the wine cellar, to fill up the bottles with wine. And when he's down in the wine cellar, the son is left standing in the store all by himself with open barrels of wine. And he smells the wine. And he inhales the smell of the wine. And he was so brainwashed, so trained to hate wine, the smell bothers him so much, he takes a stick and he starts smashing all the barrels of wine. And he smashes the barrels and the wine is running and leaking and spilling all over the store. The owner comes back up and the owner sees the churban, the destruction that this boy caused, grabs him by the collar, brings him to his father and he says, look what your son did in my store. He destroyed all the barrels of wine. And the owner expected the father to be angry at his son. And instead the father says, really? You made me so happy. Thank you very much. So the owner says, I made you happy? Your son just caused thousands of dollars of damage. He spilled out all my good wine. Why are you so happy? And the father said, because now I know that he hates wine. Now I know that he's healed and he's never going to drink wine again. Now I know that he's healed and he won't be an alcoholic and drink anymore. Says the Dumno Magid, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Bnei Yisrael take the Kama from Midian. Because Midian just caused Bnei Yisrael to sin terrible Averis. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see, is there any trace of the Avera left in Bnei Yisrael? Is there any trace of the influence of Midian left on Bnei Yisrael? Or will they be able to take a full Nekama, a full revenge against Midian and destroy Midian? Moshe wanted to see, but he saw that Bnei Yisrael was able to take a full revenge against Midian, and they didn't have any feelings towards Midian, any of the desires of Midian. Nothing was left from what Midian had done. They were able to take a full revenge against Midian. Yismach Zadik. Moshe was happy, because he saw the Nekama that Bnei Yisrael took against Midian. The Klei Yochar has a few nice diyukim here in the Pesukim and Rashi. This is a very nice pshat in the whole parsha with the Nekom against Midian. If one looks at Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Nekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael meis ha-Midyanim. Hashem said to Moshe, take Nekom of the b'nei Yisrael against Midian. Pasuk Gimel, Moshe gives over the message to b'nei Yisrael, but he gives over the message slightly different, a little bit differently than Hashem had said. Vayidaber Moshe ha-om leima, Moshe speaks to the people and he says, "Losais nikmas Hashem b'Midyan," to go and take revenge for Hashem against Midyan. What did Hashem tell Moshe? To take nikmas b'nei Yisrael, revenge of b'nei Yisrael against Midyan. And Moshe tells b'nei Yisrael to take the revenge in the Koma of Hashem against Midyan. Why the change? Why did Hashem say nikmas b'nei Yisrael? And Moshe says nikmas Hashem. Second of all, says the Klei Yakov, there are two puzzling Rashis. Rashi says, Vayidar ben Moshe, even though Moshe heard that his Misa was Tuliyah B'Dava, because Hashem told Moshe that after the Nekama against Midian, Te'osef Elamecha, Moshe would die, still, says Rashi, Asa B'Simcha, Moshe did it with happiness, B'Simcha, V'Lo'ichei didn't delay. How does Rashi know Moshe did it B'Simcha? What do you see anyway in the Pasuk? Moshe did it b'simcha. Asa b'simcha. Moshe did it b'simcha and he didn't delay. Third of all, in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Hey, it says, Vayimosru me'alfei Yisrael. They gave over from the thousands of Bnei Yisrael, Elef Hamata, 12,000 soldiers to go fight. And Rashi says, Vayimosru, to let us know the shvach of the leaders of Bnei Yisrael. How much Bnei Yisrael loves the leaders. Because earlier in history, Bnei Yisrael sometimes said about Moshe Rabbeinu, they were angry at him, and Oid Ma'akas Sekuluni. A little bit more Moshe said, they'll stone me. It was not a good relationship the whole time. And now when Bnei Yisrael heard that Moshe's death depends upon taking the Kama of Midian, they didn't want to go fight against Midian, so Moshe should remain alive until Vayimosru. Until they were given over to fight al-Karchai against their will. They had to go against their will. Again, what does it mean they went against their will? Why didn't they want to go fight? There seems to be something happening behind the scenes between these Pesukim. And the Klei Yakov says over, beautiful. When Midian went against Bnei Yisrael and caused Bnei Yisrael to sin, they did bid to Bnei Yisrael and they did bid to Hashem. They did bid to Hashem because they caused us to sin, to do Averis. Doing Averis is Ra'al HaShemayim. Caused us to sin against Hashem. As a result of what we did, what happened? Hashem brought a Magefa, and 24,000 people died at the end of Parashas Pinchas. 24,000 people, at the end of Avok. 24,000 people died because of the Avera. That was Ra, that was Beit to Bnei Yisrael. 24,000 people died because of what Midian did. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael to take Nekama against Midian. Why? Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. Take the karma of what Midian did to them. Hashem says, for what they did to me, Ra'al HaShemayim, that I could be Moichel, that I could forgive. But I can't forgive the bid they did to Bnei Yisrael. So go take the karma against Midian. Why? For Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. For what they had done to Bnei Yisrael. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if he tells Bnei Yisrael this message, exactly the way Hashem said it, Bnei Yisrael will say, one minute, Moshe Rabbeinu. If we take the Kama against Midian, that means Moshe dies right afterwards. Achat ha'yosef alamecha. Moshe is going to die.
Right.
So Bnei Yisrael will say, well, Moshe now in the Kama. It's okay. We won't in the Kama for what Midian did to us. It's Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. In order that Moshe should live. Moshe didn't want that to happen. Moshe said, no, Hashem says to take Nekama. That's what you have to do. But Simcha, so Moshe went ahead with happiness and he said, no, take Nikmas Hashem in Midian. Take the Nekama of Hashem against Midian. The Nekama of Hashem, that you can't be Michael. Hashem, for what they did, Ra'al HaShemayim, that you can't be Michael. You're not a balabos over Ra'al HaShemayim. That you have to go ahead. So Moshe changed it around and he said, take Nikmas Hashem in Midian. So this way, Bnei Yisrael won't be able to delay. When Bnei Yisrael heard it was Nikmas Hashem, and they couldn't delay, they hesitated, they didn't want to go. Vayimasru. They had to be given over Baal Karchoi to go and fight against Midian. So originally Hashem had said, I could be Meichel what they did wrong, Lashemayim. But what they did to Bnei Yisrael, that I can't be Meichel. Go and Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and said, no, go take Nekama for what they did, Lashem. That Bnei Yisrael cannot be Meichel. And therefore the pasuk changes from Nikmas Bnei Yisrael to Nikmas Hashem. So says the Kli Yoko. The pasuk says later on in the parashah, this I know he said over, but one of my favorites. Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. We come to the end of the parashah, and the pasuk discusses the whole conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu had with Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. Well, Mikna Rav, Hoyo Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Ruvain, Bnei God, and they came to Moshe and they say, Ha'aretz Ashika Hashem Lefnei Adas Yisrael Perik Amin Aleph Pasuk Dalad Eretz Miknehi is a land of Mikne for the sheep to pasture for the flock Ba'avodecha Mikne, and they want to remain behind in Eivah HaYardin. They want to stay behind in Eivah HaYardin. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and from Pasuk Vav to Tezayin, Moshe says to them, Ha'cheichem Yovayu Lamochama, should your brothers go to fight V'atem Teishvul Foy, and you're going to stay behind over here? Why are you holding back Bnei Yisrael from going into Eretz Yisrael? And so on. They say over the story, which everybody should know as soon as I start, the Svasemus was raised by his grandfather, the Chidush Yerim. His father died when he was young. He was raised by his grandfather, the Chidush Yerim. Svasemus was a masmid, and he stayed up late to learn. One Thursday night, he stayed up late to learn Mishma Thursday nights. He stayed up late to learn Thursday night. And in the morning, he overslept. Came time for Shacharis, he was late. He overslept. So afterwards, Zaydi, the Chidush Yerim, called him over, and he gave him some shtaka musa, harsh musa for oversleeping. How could you oversleep and not wake up in time for davening? And he spoke to him for a few minutes, giving him musa for oversleeping. The Sfas Emes' friend, who's Chavrusa, was there, and he heard what happened. So he said afterwards to the Sfas Emes, why don't you explain to your grandfather that you were up late learning? Not that you were stam lazy and you slept late. You were up very late learning, and that's why you overslept. You could have excused yourself. Why don't you tell your grandfather that's the reason why you slept late? And the Sfas Emes answered, what? And I should lose a chance to hear Divrei Musa from my grandfather, from a tzaddik. I should lose a chance to hear words of Musa from my grandfather, the Chidush Yerim. If I have a chance to hear Divrei Musa, I'll listen to every word. As Rashi said, we find this by Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. For about 10 psukim from Vav till Tezvav, Moshe rebukes Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. Ha'acheichem yavoyo ramachama v'atam teish v'poi. Why are you holding back Bnei Yisrael? Just what the Meraglim did, and Hashem was angry at the Meraglim. V'yichar af Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu ends off very harshly. V'nekamtem tachas avaseichem. And now instead of your fathers, a group of sinners stood up to cause Hashem to become even angrier. You turned away from Hashem. You're going to destroy this whole nation. And then after Moshe finishes his whole speech, they speak up, Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, and they say in Pasuk Dezayin, you know, we never meant that. We're going to go fight in front of everybody. We only want a chelak here because of our sheep, because of our animals. Fretis Fas Emes, why don't they stop Moshe Rabbeinu right away? As soon as Moshe said, Ha'cheichem yovoyu ramachama, back in Pasuk Vav, Va'atem teishvu po'ayim, you're going to stay here in safety, and everyone's going to go fight in Eretz Yisrael. They should have stopped Moshe right away, and they should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not what we meant. We're going to go fight. We'll be in front of the army. Why'd they wait? Elamai, to hear Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's always worthwhile. Always worthwhile to hear Musa from the tzaddik. Even though we have an answer, and even though we have an excuse, and we could explain ourselves, it's always worthwhile to hear Divrei Musa from a tzaddik. As we go through life, we all hear Musa. Nobody likes Musa. Nobody likes it. We feel we're wrong. We did something incorrect. It embarrasses us sometimes. Nobody likes Musa. But throughout our life, we all receive Musa. whether it's in a friendly way, sometimes it's not in a friendly way, but we always receive Musa. Instead of complaining all the time, instead of being angry, maybe we could learn something from it. Maybe we could learn something. Maybe we could learn something from it. Sometimes the Musa isn't in the form of a drasha, standard speech. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us Musa. Sometimes it comes from Shemayim. The Musa comes from Shemayim. We think that everything we do is on a high level, and everything we did is correct. Sometimes there's a message, there's Musa min HaShemayim. And instead of rebelling, being upset when there's a message of Musa, just the opposite. Listen, learn from it. And sometimes a person could learn, and a person could grow from it. The person who's open to hear Musa, he has the excuses, he has an explanation, he has the reasons. But if a person is open to hear Musa, a person grows from it. A person hears Musa from a tzaddik, a person hears Musa from a frat, a person sees things happening around him in the world, learn from it. The Gemara tells us whatever happens in the world, Mishvil Yisrael, happens because of B'nai Yisrael. The current events today is wild. The plane that wasn't shot down, the plane over the Ukraine that was shot down. The Israeli army went into Gaza. Everything's tumbling, happening in one day. Nobody could say why everything is happening in one day. But we have to be misbound, open up our eyes and see that the world, the things are happening in the world that are not usual, not api derech hateva. Things are happening out of the ordinary. Ana machshava, if you like it, good. If not, erase it. Maybe the reason why the plane was shot down today is to take the world's mind off of Eretz Yisrael. Take the world's mind off of Eretz Yisrael. Instead of coming down and pressuring and screaming at Eretz Yisrael, go out. Hashem said, I'll do you a big favor. Whatever the reason these people had to be on the plane, that's not our cheshbon right now. I don't know why they had to be on the plane. Whatever the reason is, Hashem had his cheshbon why these people had to be there. But why Dafka today? So the world should be occupied with the plane. What's the headline of the news? Instead of being, the army goes into Gaza, suddenly it became pushed down to the second story. The top story is the plane all over, what this one said, what that one said. I think Hashem is just taking the world's mind off of Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully, we should be able to go and an accomplishment has to be done. To destroy the enemy, it has to be done. Before the world starts screaming and starts putting pressure, which unfortunately we give into too much in this day and age. But before that happens, Hashem said, I'll give you the time. I'll keep the world busy with another whole Eitzah, let them be busy with Russia, with Ukraine right now. And meanwhile, go in and be able to do whatever has to be done. We need Siyata D'Shemaya. Hakol Chol Yaakov. The Koyach of Yaakov is Koyach. We can't fight with weapons, with guns. That's not our job. That's being done by the army. Our job is to support the army. How do we support the army? HaKol Kol Yaakov, Tillah, Tefillah, learning. Whatever it is, Koyach of Yaakov comes with Koyel. If our Koyel is not strong, then we can help out either in Eretz Yisrael or in the Yeshua. Just want to say one more vart. I hesitate to say it. It was the Chassidish vart, and I'm not sure what kind of reaction we'll have for the Vart, but I'll say it over. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu became angry at the Kudei Achayel. The Pasuk says earlier, in Perik Laman Aleph Yudala, V'yikslaif Moshe at the Kudei Achayel. Moshe became angry on the soldiers, the Sari Alof and the Sari Meos. And Rashi later on brings down that because Moshe became angry, he made a mistake. He forgot the Hilchos of Yu'ulei Kelim. Rashi in Perik in Pasuk Chof Beis, it says, Rashi says that because Moshe became angry, he made a mistake and he forgot the Hilchos Yuikayim. Sorry, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Fisha Ba Moshe Lchal Ka, says Rashi, Ba Chlal Tois. Because Moshe came to anger, he forgot, he made a mistake. Shinas Amun, it was hidden from him. Hilchos Giuli Oivichal. The Hilchos of Giul Kalim had to be retired, the Kalim of the Goyim. He became angry, he forgot. Chaim Shulavis is his famous word. Agav, that even though Moshe was right to become angry, he had a legitimate taina, chayisem kol nekeva, he had a legitimate taina, but it's a metzius. When a person becomes angry, he makes a mistake. Whether the anger is justified, the anger is not justified, the anger is right, wrong, yes, no. The metzius is that when a person becomes angry, he makes a mistake. Just like a person puts his finger in fire burns. A person made a mistake, he puts his finger too close to the fire. Doesn't matter, I didn't mean it, it wasn't supposed to happen, I didn't want it to happen.
It's gonna hurt.
Metzius is fire burns. But see, it says kas, anger burns, anger destroys, anger brings about a mistake. It's never kedai to get angry. If a person does, a person has to know bol chaltois. Anger mitzias causes a person to make a mistake. Someone say over nice, it's chassidish nice story. The Baruch Mimejmitz was known for being on the harsh side. He wasn't known for being soft. He was very harsh with people. That was his teva. That was his nature. That's how he dealt with people. One time, a certain wealthy man came to see him. And as soon as the wealthy man came in, the Baruch Mimejmitz yelled out loud, out! Send him out? I don't want to see him. Take him out? I don't want to see him. In front of everybody? Take him out? I don't want to see him. Go out. It happened to be his mechutin was sitting there with him, and the mechutin was very surprised. So he said to him, "Baruch Mimejmitz, it's mechutin." He said, "The Gemara tells us how malbim pnei chaveiro berabim, one who shames his friend berabim. How could you go ahead and be malbim and shame somebody berabim and yell at him to leave in front of everybody?" So Baruch Mimejmitz said to him, "Why don't you finish his sentence?" The Gemara continues, "How malbim pnei chaveiro berabim, ein loy chelak loy mabo." One who shames his friend Barabim doesn't have a chelk in Ova. Baruch said to him, "This Asher, when he walked in, I saw that in Shemana there was a big kitrug, a big prosecution against him, and dinim, and this person was supposed to suffer terrible, terrible tzaddas, terrible, terrible tragedies, terrible troubles. What I did was, I yelled at him, and by yelling at him, embarrassing him, I saved him from all of the tzaddas he was supposed to go. So my yelling saved him from all of the tzaddas. Ah, you're right, I embarrassed him, Barabim." And the Gemara says, one who embarrasses somebody else, Barabim, has no chelk in Olam Haba. Said Rabbi Baruch Mimejmitz, "I'm willing to lose my Olam Haba to save the life of another Yid. I'm willing to give away my Olam Haba to save the life of another Yid. And therefore, I shamed him. And even though it could be I lost my Olam Haba, I was willing to do it in order to save
him." That happened this type of
also. This type also. Similar story.
He didn't lose his Olam Haba.
Oh, I saw the story. What do you take out of the story? What do you take out of the story? So, first reaction was take out of the story how far you have to go to help another Yid.
It's okay to get
even mad. Give up your Olam Haba, so to speak, in a sense to help another Yid. Look how far you have to go. But then another machshava hit me. Take out of the story how you have to dance somebody with kafsos. Somebody seeing this story take place couldn't understand what happened.
Bad man.
Look at this Gadol screaming at somebody, embarrassing somebody. But if you delve a little bit underneath it, underneath the surface, you see that there's a reason why. We're not at such a high madrigal. We can't see people through and know what's happening in Shemayim. We see things with our own eyes. Our eyes are our earthly eyes. We see what's happening down here. We have to judge, look at people the way we do. And even though there are many times we see people do things or people act certain ways, and we can't find a schus. How can he do such a thing? That's not right. How can he do such a thing? Before we judge a person, we have to realize that we don't always understand anything. We always don't understand everything. We don't know what a person is going through, what the situation is. We have to be down on kaf schus. A person is down others on kaf schus, and Shemayim, they judge him on kaf schus. Mida k'nega mida, the world works. So let's be down each other on kaf schus. And let's look at each other in a favorable way, and Hashem should judge us all kafschos. We said earlier, Hashem should change the midas adin to midas arachamim, and we should all be zeichet to Yeshua, to Nechomois, and Shemir Atzliach, and Eretz Yisrael, and destroying the enemy, and we should be zeichet to see Mashiach, and to see the Vayis HaShlishi, Tishbuk should turn into a Yom Tov this year, Karolai Moyed, we zeichet to Mashiach, to came here, Yemenu, Amen.